A $22,000 donation from the Kilroy's franchise will reportedly go towards expanding the Shalom Center's hours to 7 days a week. On Wednesday, owner Kevin Fitzpatrick announced that Kilroy's would match a $22,000 donation made by the Cook Group in July. These developments follow Mayor John Hamilton's call to address Bloomington's homelessness. Hamilton proposed the city, county, and private sector split the $65,000 cost of keeping the Shalom Center open year-round last week. Since the mayor's proposition, the private sector has donated $49,000. Mayor Hamilton told WFHB that he's pleased over the private sector's support for the Shalom Center.
I know Shalom is planning now to do the detailed planning to get their hours opened over the weekend, which we want to see if it will work, and I hope it'll be helpful. I think the responses from the private sector encourage us to think about continuing to work together. This is just one step, and I have no doubt there'll be numerous future things we're going to want to do together, and I'm really pleased that they've indicated a capacity and willingness to work together.
Mayor Hamilton said the city will follow through on its proposed third of the total contribution, although an official statement has not been made. Hamilton said the last needed step is for the county and city to come to an agreement. Monroe County commissioners will meet tomorrow and are expected to discuss supporting the Shalom Center. Monroe County Commissioner Amanda Barge said Shalom Center being open 7 days a week could benefit the community.
Well, it's also just it's the right thing to do from a pragmatic perspective. In speaking to Shalom Center, arrests go down when the Shalom Center is open. And because of our overcrowding in the jail, I actually think it's a pragmatic solution to our overcrowding jail. So I'm hopeful that my colleagues will support it.
Commissioner Barge said the $65,000 amount given to the Shalom Center was a bare minimum. According to Barge, exceeding that amount will only help Shalom in the long run.
One of the things that I want to do is build a relationship with Shalom and help them to kind of figure out how they can be sustainable because, you know, what we want to do is to try this, see how it goes, and then, you know, bring it back possibly for further, you know, discussion. But my hope is that they become self-sufficient and they figure out funding sources to be able to keep their doors open on the weekends if that's something that they want to do, they see as something that's helpful to the community. The way that I see this is, let's get them going, let's get them up and running, and then let's help them be successful kind of on their own in getting other funding sources to be able to stay open in the future.
Barge said the Monroe County Commissioners will meet to discuss potentially providing the Shalom Center with a grant contract. The County Commissioner meeting will occur at 10 a.m. at the Bloomington Courthouse.